Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with highs around 83. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 58. Highs around 87. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced more than $11 million going towards new transportation improvement projects across the entire state after the official announcement last week in Gardner, Kansas. That includes projects like roadway improvements, pedestrian access improvements, and street rehabilitation.
Later this summer, our residents and visitors will see new inclusive playground equipment that allows children of all abilities and developmental stages to play together.
That audio from KSNT News. The Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said it's a focus to upgrade the entire state.
Communities come to the table with a solid project plan, the support of their local businesses and community members, and matching funds in place.
The governor went on to say as well that it's been a plan that's been in motion for a while.
And, you know, together we are achieving our shared goal of a beautiful, vibrant, and safe Kansas.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
A memorial was held at Skyline Park in Topeka, Kansas, regarding an F5 tornado that went through the area back on June 8th of 1966, with members of the community talking about the experience.
Cowering with my family in the basement north of Topeka, we did step outside when most of the tornado had passed through Topeka, and we saw it rise over the Kansas River, just a big ball of white cloud going in every direction.
That was Jack Marshall on WIBW News, where he says he was 15 at the time and part of the Boy Scouts who were called in to do recovery after the tornado.
I was on probably the second group to go out, and we got canceled. A friend of mine went out on the first group, and he had an unpleasant experience of finding a deceased person in a destroyed house. But Dr. Carl Menninger was very upset that they had us kids out there, so he called us all back in.
Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Law enforcement in Douglas County says that there have been some quote-unquote hate crimes against the LGBTQ community with the kickoff of Pride Month, with the burning of rainbow flags and other issues. Some organizations say they're still trying to work on equality in the state.
There are so many specific things that LGBTQ people that live in Nebraska or Iowa or any of these states still have to face, and that creates risk.
That was Todd Sears, the founder of Out Leadership on KSNB at Local Channel 4, who says they are trying to create an economy specifically for the LGBTQ community with their focus on local businesses.
And the idea is that we can give a very quantifiable, objective, data-driven result to each of the states, compare them, rank them, and then talk about the economic impact or opportunity that discrimination creates at every state level.
They say the focus comes in after the response of the quote-unquote anti-gay legislation that came through the state of Nebraska on gender identity and sexual orientations.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners have indicated the jail project may be on the June 19th agenda after a petition vote forced an election with voters turning down a resolution for a lease purchase agreement that would have funded up to $6.5 million, roughly half the expected cost of a new facility in East Marysville. Resignation of Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds was tendered to Washington County Commissioners last week as she assumes the post of Clerk of the District Court in Washington County effective June 20th. She was appointed Register of Deeds in October 2021 after the retirement of Sonia Hilton. The County Republican Central Committee will seek nominations and will interview candidates and then recommend a replacement. Bruna indicated that Chase Brazel, who has worked in the office the past year, is interested in the position. Work continues with the Washington County Hospital Board seeking an $800,000 grant that would house a hospital daycare in the former nursing home building in Washington. Commissioners were advised TC Energy has agreed to pay $625,000 for a 35-foot wide bridge to replace a low water crossing, and the county will provide dirt work for the bridge as needed. TC Energy plans to begin the work by August and be finished by October. Verizon is reportedly interested in locating a tower in the Hanover area. Gage County supervisors recently approved amended changes to regulations for solar installations, but took no action as yet on a moratorium in place currently restricting commercial solar energy permit applications. One amendment would address industries developing solar installations for their own operations, not sending power to the grid. These would be governed by a special use permit, not affected by setbacks, and the permitting would allow an appeals process. An initial amendment was defeated with concerns that installations could be located many miles from a commercial or industrial location, while another amendment allowing contiguous location to a facility was approved on a 5-2 vote. Additional restrictions as to locations near schools, churches, state, and federal recreation areas were not added, with at least one supervisor noting that overly restrictive regulations could throttle efforts to pursue solar installations. Again, the package recommended by County Planning and Zoning was approved, with amendments as noted at a recent meeting. A health alert has been posted for Big Indian Lake in Gage County after water samples indicated the presence of toxic blue-green algae. Recreational boating and fishing are allowed. However, swimming beaches are closed and exposure to water should be limited. Pets should avoid drinking or getting into the lake.
Hello and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Mary F. Long, age 80 of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Joe Vogelsberg, 60, of Home, passed away Sunday. Visitation will be noon until 5 Thursday at Kinsley Mortuary. Rosary service will be held following at 7 p.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday at St. Malachi's Catholic Church. Burial to follow at St. Peter's Cemetery in Beatty. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joe Vogelsberg.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny by Thursday, even warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Before a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. These showers may continue as we head into Friday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And more showers off and on throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And showers may continue early Saturday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunny and warmer on Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s and rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this day, 107. Average low temperature, 64, with record low, 42. Sunset this evening at 8:54. Sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m.
It's an insect that's been around since prehistoric times with a catalog of folk legends to match. We're talking dragonflies today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 13th. It is the 164th day of the year, and actor Chris Evans has a birthday. Just about everyone calls them dragonflies these days, but there's a rich history of folklore surrounding the ancient insects. They were sometimes called the devil's darning needle because their flying pattern resembled a sewing stitch. Naughty children were warned the insect might sew up their lips. In the South, an idea that dragonflies could cure snake bites earned them the name snake doctors. And terms like horse mosquito or horse stinger came from the belief that they had an appetite for horse flesh. It goes to show that even old-time wisdom was not always wise. Despite their ferocious appearance, dragonflies have little interest in humans or animals. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
With new and expanding inventory and great selection, Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville is here to serve you. Backed by the service and handshake deal you trust, Crown Over has what you're looking for. But if they don't, talk to Andrew or Ethan about special ordering your next ride. Check out everything on their lot, located across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or check them out online at crownoverautosales.com. Friendly service and honest work. That's Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Hall of Fame introduced their 2023 members that will be inducted in this year's ceremony yesterday. It included 12 players from the state of Kansas. Some names you might recognize: Brent Kimnitz, longtime pitching coach for Wichita State baseball, and Cheese Johnson, a member of the Wichita State Shocker basketball team back in the 80s. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Sunday, October 1st at the Kansas Star Casino. The Kansas City Royals are on a streak, but not a streak that anybody wants to see. The Royals have now lost 7 games in a row. After back-to-back sweeps, the Royals start the first of a 3-game series last night off of the Reds with a 5-4 loss. Those two teams will play again tonight at Kauffman Stadium. 7:10 will be the first pitch. The Denver Nuggets are your world champs in the NBA. The Nuggets last night beat the Heat 94-89 to claim the championship. Denver won the series 4-1. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
The Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. today with Vic pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Speaking of NBA championships, Nikola Jokic was the MVP of this year's championship. He closed out Miami last night with 28 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. He had 2 triple-doubles during the series. The field is now set for the College World Series in baseball, which will start this Friday. Last night, there were 2 games to see who would advance. Texas got beat by Stanford 7-6 to send Stanford to the College World Series. And Tennessee took down Southern Miss 5-0 to advance Tennessee into the World Series as well. If you want to take in some golf this week, make your way over to Wichita to see professional golfers play. The Wichita Open gets underway on Thursday. It's called the Corn Ferry Tour. The week-long event is held at Crestview Country Club in Wichita. The Kansas City Chiefs have some legendary players going into a legendary category. Chiefs players Albert Lewis and Jim Marcellus were inducted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame this weekend. Lewis was a third-round pick for the Chiefs in 1983, Marcellus in 1969. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Personal care and service are hallmarks of doing business with RX Drug in Marysville. As a locally owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy, you're assured the one-on-one attention and guidance that they deliver every day. It's convenient, fast, and friendly when you count on RX. Front door parking, easy access, and if need be, they can bring your prescription out or deliver. Friendly personal service, it's how they've always done business at RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Inspiration, motivation, and the ideal time to implement the plan do not always coincide. So what's a gardener to do? Start a garden journal. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. I talk a lot about recording information on the plants, garden pests, garden successes, and yes, even failures to help improve the garden's beauty and your satisfaction. We start out the year or new season with dedication. And as spring progresses, the garden journal entries dwindle, the plant tags accumulate in a pot, and our good intentions have disappeared. Start now and make this a fun and easy process. Snap a few pictures or record a few notes on your cell phone. Email yourself updates or create a spreadsheet of things you really want to remember. Or add a notebook and pen to your tool bag and carry it with you to the garden. It doesn't need to be fancy, just easy and convenient, so you'll do it. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Today, a high school or college student might take an internship to learn the basics they need for a certain career. That was what Alex was doing, in a sense. No one realized that what he had learned would be the basis for appointing him Secretary of the Treasury. His story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, I'll listen to what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Alexander Hamilton was born on the island of Nevis, but moved with his mother to the island of St. Croix when he was 10. He worked in a dry goods store during his teenage years. His route to what would become the United States was quite unique.
He writes a letter describing a hurricane that had occurred here in his 18th year of life. And that letter gets picked up by a newspaper in New York, and some people had read it, and some people here were quite impressed with him, and so they actually bundled him up and shipped him off to the university in the British colonies. So he actually ended up at what was then King's College in New York City.
David Goldstein shares the story from Christiansted National Historic Site on the island of St. Croix.
He lived in a very multicultural world and an extremely cosmopolitan part of the planet where people were doing interesting things with money and investments. It was a Danish colony, but it was actually highly tied to what was going on in the French, Dutch, and English colonies, as it had always been.
Hamilton saw firsthand how the world's nations and wealthiest families traded and made the most of their money.
This is where you came to diversify your portfolio, because the French, the Dutch, and the English all through the 18th and 19th century have a variety of different issues with one another that limit the amount of trade they can do. But as long as you could diversify your holdings here in Denmark, you could always run your stuff through Danish territory.
There's no doubt Hamilton's experiences in St. Croix were part of the reason George Washington appointed him the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States. Much of the town and buildings here remain, living history from the days Hamilton learned business here. Driving the countryside. In Christiansted, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McRae.
Crop circles appearing in a field are probably not the work of aliens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's more like a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. You don't have to be right next to the woods. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these big circles of area that are smashed down.
You might also see trails going in and out of the area. Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a two or three string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Talk to your local wildlife biologist through Extension or Fish and Game Services for more ideas. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Accomplish something all by yourself? I'm not sure I have. When I'm learning a skill or embarking on a journey or even taking steps to better myself, I can almost always point back to someone who has helped me along the way. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I feel like I'm on a constant journey to making better decisions with money, whether working toward a more immediate goal or planning for something long-term like retirement. And I want to make the best decisions that reflect my faith and values and also show wisdom in stewardship. Whether you're finding information online, talking to a professional, or seeking advice from friends or community leaders, make sure you're getting that advice from someone who understands you and your purpose in life. We should be using our resources to support others, too. By making a positive impact in the world, we can create a ripple effect of generosity that extends beyond our personal benefits.
The latest edition of the Purdue Ag Barometer shows farmer optimism is waning a bit. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
The latest Purdue Ag Barometer, a monthly survey of farmer sentiment about the farming business, shows the lowest level of economic optimism since last July. Purdue Ag economist Jim Minter.
I think a chunk of that is related to what took place with respect to crop prices, particularly those new crop bids, and people starting to think about the impact that's going to have on net returns. To some extent, this is the scenario we've been a little bit worried about for some time, ever since input cost really took off. The idea and the concern farmers have expressed in the past has been being trapped with these high input costs, these high break-even levels, in an environment where commodity prices weaken. And it looks like that's really showing up in our survey.
Another Purdue Ag economist, Michael Langemeyer, thinks there's more farmer pessimism ahead.
Current conditions, quite frankly, if you're looking at crop production, a lot of those costs are known already, or they're not going to move all that much. We pretty much know what those are going to be. But when you look down the road, you have that open question, are input costs going to stay at 22, 23 levels? Are we going to see decline in inputs? If we are, which inputs are going to decline? It's just that uncertainty creates a situation where the index of future expectations is lower.
The May Ag Barometer also surveyed farmers about their farm bill preferences, and I'll report on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, June the 12th. Well, American farmers were wanting a really good deal between President Biden and the UK, and they didn't get quite what they hoped for. Now, it's not the comprehensive trade deal effort U.S. farm groups were hoping for.
We've launched negotiations on critical materials and an agreement to deal with climate crisis, number one. Number two, cooperating on data and AI.
Now, the UK Prime Minister refuted a BBC reporter that the new Atlantic Declaration was an admission of failure on free trade, arguing instead it met the needs of the moment.
It means stronger supply chains with a new action plan on clean energy. And it means reducing trade barriers and the technologies of the future with a new secure UK-US data bridge, helping tens of thousands of small businesses.
But ag remains a stumbling block to a full trade deal, something USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor pointed to on a call with farm reporters ahead of the session between the U.S. and the U.K.
We have seen some positive outcomes as they're wrapping their arms around regulation of gene-edited technologies, but there continue to be, I think, philosophical differences with our partners in the UK that we continue to engage with them on.
The American Soybean Association and other ag groups just urged House members to back legislation to help spur a comprehensive market access deal. But the latest announcement is more evidence President Biden is not keen on doing politically difficult trade deals that USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says aren't popular outside U.S. Ag. And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
If you're planting wheat for silage or forage this season, check out the new generation of Arnless Performance from the AgriPro brand. AP Longjack is the highest grain-yielding Arnless variety in the AgriPro brand lineup. AP Longjack is a medium maturity variety with good straw strength, Hessian fly tolerance, and a very good overall disease tolerance package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Dealing with years of consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably six times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about six times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the increase in natural disasters all over the country, many individuals are continuously working on national preparedness of any type of emergencies. Wildfires, droughts, flooding, and hurricanes are the top of the list for natural disasters. AARP's Oklahoma State Director Sean Vosko says that it's important for you to have a plan for you and your family, your farm, and even your livestock.
Yet again, we see more devastating natural disasters this year. And while we can't control the weather, we can control how ready we are. Sitting down with your family and farm workers to make a plan can save you a lot of stress when that time comes. Be sure to include items everyone will need and what tasks they will be responsible for. It's also a good idea to make different plans for different types of disasters that may impact you.
He goes on to say that having a plan can always help during the natural disaster and prior to, but it can also help afterwards as well.
Those suffering from wildfires and Hurricane Ida know too well how life following a disaster may feel chaotic for days, if not weeks. First, make sure everyone is safe and they have everything they need to get them through the next few days. Determine what your plan of action will be and assess what damages you have. Finally, be sure to find out what resources are available to you, your family, and your farm.
They always recommend having food and water on hand, a place for shelter to meet during a natural disaster, and a process to go to if your family is separated or needs help. Many states also encourage a National Preparedness Month to try and remind individuals to have food stocked up or water bottled and different shelters in place for any type of natural disaster that may occur. Also, planning on the best ways to preserve your farm and your livestock is always a handy way to try and get through a natural disaster. For more information on finding some disaster preparation tips, you can go to the website at aarp.org/AARP Live for some live videos and virtual conferences on some tips and tricks.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Summer pneumonia in pre-weaned beef calves is a respiratory disease producers could see in their herd. Director of Production Animal Field Investigations in the Diagnostic Lab at K-State, Greg Hanselcheck, discusses the two syndromes of summer pneumonia. The disease is relatively new, but Hanselcheck and others believe they have found what causes the calves to get sick.
The early onset are calves in herds. Typically, they're well managed, and they're herds that usually have a history of bringing all the cows and all the calves into a confined area. And what we're thinking is that these calves are being exposed to a very high load of the virus that is associated with this disease from the adults. And then when we kick them out in pasture, then they break with the pneumonia. The percentage of calves that become ill with the respiratory disease is kind of moderate, but the death loss can be relatively high.
Coronavirus is one of the two syndromes. He discusses what causes them to be impacted by it.
To mention about the corona, in those herds, when we see it, a lot of those herds were on a marginal pre-calving nutrition program. And what we're thinking there is that the colostrum protection that those calves got was not great. And so their maternal antibodies are wearing off partway through the pasture season. And when that happens, then they're more predisposed to coming down with an illness. In most cases, almost every calf becomes sick, but a death is very, very rare.
Handlecheck reviews ways producers can reduce the chances of their calves getting sick, but also what to do if they do become ill.
If producers can synchronize their AI or work calves in smaller groups so that not everybody's together, we think and we're pretty sure that that will help prevent the issue. Now, that can't always be done. We're talking about BRSV, which is the early one. There are really good nasal vaccines that have BRSV, so we recommend that producers also give those calves a intranasal vaccine. They'll be effective in about 2 to 3 days, so it'll protect those calves very, very quickly. So that's what we recommend for early. They're going to act like they have respiratory disease. They'll be, but there's lots of other diseases besides respiratory diseases that'll mimic that. So number one, I'd have veterinarians examine them, let them listen to their lungs. And then if it's respiratory disease, there's a real simple nasal swab and a test that we can do in the laboratory that'll say what is the predominant organism that is associated with this respiratory outbreak.
That was the director of production animal field investigations in the diagnostic lab at Kansas State University, Greg Handlecheck, on what is summer pneumonia and how to hopefully prevent it. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thank you. original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.